2022学年第一学期质量监控高三英语试卷听力部分，现在开始。
Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Should I take a taxi or a bus to the town center?
You can take either, but why not ride your own bicycle there? It's much more convenient.
Question. How will the woman most probably go to the town center?
Two. What is the chance of winning the case if I make an appeal?
I'm not going to lie to you. Not very big.
Question. What is the woman? Three. I hope I can see you at my birthday party.
I'm so glad to be invited. But when is it?
Well, on April the 2nd. Just the day after tomorrow.
Question. What's the date today?
4. Do you have any seats for this Saturday evening's talk show?
Yes, we've got tickets at 180 yuan, 280 yuan, and 380 yuan.
I'd like to reserve two tickets at 280 yuan, please. Question. How much should the man pay?
5. Wow, I do like this campus. The green lawns and the old buildings with tall columns. It's really beautiful.
It sure is. The architecture of these buildings is in the Greek style. It was popular in the 18th century here.
Question. How about the campus? Six. Do you know anything about Mr. Smith's class?
Well, if you think the course is going to be easy, you're mistaken.
Question. What conclusion can we draw from the conversation? Seven. Hi, Jack. How are you today? What seems to be the trouble?
I feel a sharp pain in my knees.
You'd better go and see the doctor.
He will probably put me to bed, and I can't miss any work.
Question. Why doesn't Jack want to go to see the doctor?
8. How is your project going on? The deadline is just around the corner.
My laptop is infected with a virus, and all my efforts are gone.
Question. What does the woman imply?
9. The scenery is so beautiful.
Yes, it's really a nice autumn.
Would it be nice to buy a yearly ticket? It's relatively cheaper every time we visit this garden.
Why bother? Can you spare the time before next October?
Question. What does the man mean?
10. Did you enjoy the football match last night?
Are you kidding? I'm not a crazy football fan like you. Anyway, many Chinese elements are seen everywhere at this World Cup.
That's true. Maybe it makes us feel a little better, right?
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, You'll hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
What's wrong with me? It is a question many of us have asked ourselves when, despite getting seemingly adequate sleep the previous night, we've woken up feeling exhausted. A lot of Britons reported feeling tired most of the time, according to a survey earlier this year. That makes sense. Given that only a third of us get the 7 hours of sleep a night, which is recommended by most scientists, but there are still many who feel tired no matter how well or long they sleep. There are possible reasons for this sleepiness. The first is the caffeine intake. Though tea and coffee are necessities of the British workforce, caffeine is a double-edged sword. It can keep you motivated for the whole working afternoon, but it can also rob you of a quality night's sleep because caffeine may delay the timing of your internal body clock, leading to your falling asleep later. The second is not drinking enough water. Surveys show that Britons consume just 850 milliliters of water per day, less than half of the recommended daily intake. Without enough water, your body can't function smoothly, which results in tiredness. Other reasons include the habit of snoring, suffering from some diseases, and not consuming enough red meat or dark green vegetables during the day.
Now listen again. What's wrong with me? It's a question many of us have asked ourselves when, despite getting seemingly adequate sleep the previous night, we've woken up feeling exhausted. A lot of Britons reported feeling tired most of the time, according to a survey earlier this year. That makes sense, given that only a third of us get the 7 hours of sleep a night, which is recommended by most scientists. But there are still many who feel tired, no matter how well or long they sleep. There are possible reasons for this sleepiness. The first is the caffeine intake. Though tea and coffee are necessities of the British workforce, caffeine is a double-edged sword. It can keep you motivated for the whole working afternoon, but it can also rob you of a quality night's sleep, because caffeine may delay the timing of your internal body clock, leading to your falling asleep later. The second is not drinking enough water. Surveys show that Britons consume just 850 milliliters of water per day, less than half of the recommended daily intake. Without enough water, your body can't function smoothly, which results in tiredness. Other reasons include the habit of snoring, suffering from some diseases, and not consuming enough red meat or dark green vegetables during the day.
Question 11. How many hours of sleep is recommended by most scientists?
Question 12. Why can caffeine make people fall asleep later?
Question 13. What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following speech.
We live in a time-pressed culture. There is never enough time. We are pushed. We are driven toward achievement, an action, and a creation. And that is great, but there is also a disadvantage. And that's something that I think is worth talking about. There was a study where 97% of senior leaders said long-term strategic thinking is key to the organization's success. And yet in a separate study, 96% said they don't have time for strategic thinking. What is going on? Why is it? How can it be that 96% of people are not doing the one thing that they say is most critical to their success? Well, I think we know the answer. The average professional attends 62 meetings every month and spends 28% of their time just responding to email. Of course, that makes us busy. But the truth is, it is not the full picture. There are also some other things going on under the surface. What is going on? In some cultures, busyness is actually a form of status. When we say, "Oh, I'm so crazy busy," what we are really saying is a socially accepted version of, "I'm so important." "I'm so in demand." That is not the only reason, of course. It turns out it is very hard for the human mind to deal with conditions of uncertainty. And in modern life, there is a lot of it. Thirdly, sometimes we even use busyness to escape from something that we don't want to face. But the truth is, it is also not the sustainable solution. More often, busyness looks like loneliness. It looks like having a life that is not really in your full control.
Now, listen again. We live in a time-pressed culture. There is never enough time. We are pushed. We are driven toward achievement and action and creation. And that's great, but there is also a disadvantage. And that's something that I think is worth talking about. There was a study where 97% of senior leaders said long-term strategic thinking is key to their organization's success. And yet in a separate study, 96% said they don't have time for strategic thinking. What is going on? Why is it? How can it be that 96% of people are not doing the one thing that they say is most critical to their success? Well, I think we know the answer. The average professional attends 62 meetings every month and spends 28% of their time just responding to email. Of course, that makes us busy. But the truth is, it's not the full picture. There are also some other things going on under the surface. What is going on? In some cultures, busyness is actually a form of status. When we say, "Oh, I am so crazy busy," what we are really saying is a socially accepted version of, "I am so important." "I am so in demand." That's not the only reason, of course. It turns out it is very hard for the human mind to deal with conditions of uncertainty. And in modern life, there's a lot of it. Thirdly, sometimes we even use busyness to escape from something that we don't want to face. But the truth is, it's also not a sustainable solution. More often, busyness looks like loneliness. It looks like having a life that's not really in your full control.
Question 14. What does the speaker mainly talk about in this part of speech?
Question 15. Why does the speaker cite the two studies?
Question 16. What is possibly talked about later on? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Our guest today is Professor Duke, a distinguished scholar in science and history. He will explain how ancient Greeks changed their understanding of the Earth. Professor Duke, welcome.
Thank you. Actually, in ancient times, many believed the Earth was a flat disk.
That's very different from what we know now.
Indeed. Over 2,000 years ago, ancient Greek philosophers were able to put forward two arguments. Do you know eclipses?
You mean the time when Earth passes between the sun and the moon?
Yes. After people saw the Earth's shadow on the moon was always round during eclipses, they realized this could be true only if the Earth was like a ball. This was the first argument.
If the Earth were a flat disk, its shadow would be stretched out.
Exactly. The second one was based on what the Greeks saw on their journeys. They noticed that the North Star appeared lower in the sky when they traveled south, while in more northern countries, the star appeared much higher.
This would not make any sense if Earth were not round. It seems the ancient Greeks were really great observers.
Yes. By the way, it was also from this apparent difference in the positions of the North Star that Greeks first calculated its distance from the Earth.
Now, listen again. Our guest today is Professor Duke, a distinguished scholar in science and history. He will explain how ancient Greeks changed their understanding of the Earth. Professor Duke, welcome.
Thank you. Actually, in ancient times, many believed the Earth was a flat disk.
That's very different from what we know now.
Indeed. Over 2,000 years ago, ancient Greek philosophers were able to put forward two arguments. Do you know eclipses?
You mean the time when Earth passes between the sun and the moon?
Yes. After people saw the Earth's shadow on the moon was always round during eclipses, they realized this could be true only if the Earth was like a ball. This was the first argument.
If the Earth were a flat disk, its shadow would be stretched out.
Exactly. The second one was based on what the Greeks saw on their journeys. They noticed that the North Star appeared lower in the sky when they traveled south, while in more northern countries, the star appeared much higher.
This would not make any sense if Earth were not round. It seems the ancient Greeks were really great observers.
Yes. By the way, it was also from this apparent difference in the positions of the North Star that Greeks first calculated its distance from the Earth.
Question 17. What is the talk mainly about?
Question 18. When did ancient Greeks develop their first argument?
Question 19. How did the ancient Greeks calculate the distance between the Earth and the North Star?
Question 20. According to the speakers, what were the two arguments of the Greeks based on? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。